Hi, everybody. This is Jimmy DeYoung with news coming out of Brussels, Belgium. Biblical scholars believe that the European Union today is at least the infrastructure for the revived Roman Empire. That's the headline. In just a moment, I'll bring to these microphones Dr. Rob Congdon, who will give us more information on this story.
It's time now for Prophecy Today, a look at current events in light of biblical prophecy. Now with the latest news update, here's Jimmy DeYoung.
Rob, so I thought we'd spend some time discussing together of how the European Union seems to be at least the infrastructure for the revived Roman Empire. That is a prophetic term from the book of Daniel and chapter 7 in particular, when the old Roman Empire will come back to power and play a very key role during the 7-year tribulation period. So why do you say that the European Union may well be at least the beginning infrastructure for the revived Roman Empire?
Well, I think there's probably two prime reasons. One is the countries involved in the European Union. There are 27 countries that are now members of it. All of them trace their history back to the ancient Roman Empire. In fact, you can almost draw a continuous line of being parts of empires from the Roman days right to the European Union's. In addition, you have the very unique form of the government of the European Union, which Daniel describes one day will be a diverse government, he says, the final empire in the book of Daniel. Diverse means unique in history, something that's never existed before. The European Union government is a government, what is called supranational. It's a group of 27 men and women who are not elected. They decide what happens for the European Union in their internal discussions. There is no voting for them. There is no check and balance of them. It's merely a group of commissioners, they're called, that run the government. So we have a government that is unique in history. That matches Daniel. And we have a geographic relationship to the ancient Roman Empire as well.
Dr. Rob Congdon, with the prophetic insight into the political activities of the European Union. We report this information because it is setting the stage for Bible prophecy to be fulfilled.
For more on the latest news out of the Middle East, you can check out our website at prophecytoday.com. Right now, here's Jimmy DeYoung again with a prophetic perspective on today's news.
In the last days, the old Roman Empire will be revived to a place of world leadership. If you have a moment, think about this with me. The ancient Jewish prophets called for a revival of the old Roman Empire. In particular, Daniel, in Daniel 7, verses 7 and 8, and then following that up in verses 23 and 24, helps us to recognize that scenario. As Dr. Congdon mentioned, the European Union of today meets all qualifications to fulfill that prophecy for a revived Roman Empire. In God's scenario for the end times, the Roman Empire must be revived to lead the world into and through the tribulation period. The revived Roman Empire will be a major player politically in the last days. And that is my prophetic perspective on the news today.
Remember, if you want more of the latest news out of the Middle East, go to our website at prophecytoday.com. There you will also find information for a better understanding of biblical prophecy as it relates to our world today. Our toll-free phone number is 8-PROPHECY-8. This is Jay Johnson inviting you to join us every Monday through Friday for Prophecy Today. Remember, the Lord Jesus is coming, and it could be today. So let's keep looking up until...